They wanted a very compressed, tight package to limit the amount of time delegates would spend on buses. Our bid is that 80% of the hotels in Dallas would be within 4 miles of the American Airlines Center. So that really limits the transportation and shuttle time to about no more than 15 minutes in either direction. We also have some of the best venues for off-site parties and delegation events. The Perot Museum and Sixth Floor Museum, the venues in the Arts District, the Bush Presidential Library, easy access from both coasts, and we're in the central time zone, which is a real plus because of the broadcast issue, and then amazing restaurants and some high-quality hotels at pretty affordable rates.
You were quoted at one point as saying you saw Dallas as an underdog to Denver. Why is that?
Well, I still think Denver is the city to beat because they had a very successful 2008 Democratic National Convention. They know how to do this, and they did it very, very well. And so I think they have an advantage over all the other cities bidding.
So where then does Dallas come up short?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, we don't come up short other than we haven't hosted a convention in over 30 years. And that's a plus and a minus. It's a plus in the sense that the city has changed dramatically for the better since then. But the minus is, you know, we're unproven in hosting a major political convention in recent times, as opposed to Denver, which has.
So where will you take the site selection committee during their visit?
Well, we're going to host several events for them. You know, we're hosting an opening night event at a private building, and then we're hosting the second night event at a private home. But we'll be taking them to venues like Clyde Warren Park and to restaurants in the Arts District. And we'll be taking them to the Reunion Tower and giving them an overview of the city, hosting a lunch there. We'll be taking them, obviously, on very specific detailed tours of the American Airlines Center and then also AT&T Stadium in Arlington for either the opening media event or the closing night event should the candidates so decide that that's how they want to, you know, do their acceptance speech.
Well, there were some reports that Republican officials, or some anyway, were very interested in AT&T Stadium, maybe wondering if maybe there could be a switch in the event that Dallas were to be chosen. If I'm hearing you correctly, one way or another, AT&T Stadium is still in play.
I think it would be great for one night. I think, you know, delegates understand it may be a little bit longer bus ride there and back if it's for one event. But what we don't want is people stuck in traffic at rush hour for 2 hours each way, going back and forth to the convention hall, and in some cases a couple times a day. And I think it's just not a practical solution for Dallas. But it's the most impressive dome stadium in the world, and why wouldn't we take advantage of it and offer it as at least a venue for either a closing or opening night event?
Philip Jones, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.